You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Delaney, how are you today?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you.
I'm
enjoying these crispy mornings.
Yeah, me too. I think you really called it when we were talking about autumn food the other week. It's really brought in the season and I think made me feel better about it too, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
You've also, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of easy meals and a couple of school lunchy type situations, because it is also the time of year for those things as well, really.
Yes. Well, I was making my daughter a Marmite sandwich the other day, you know, classic, and I was like, oh, I'll have one too, and there were some proper crisps open, the king of chip, in my opinion.
Very strong.
And so I made myself a Marmite and chip sandwich, Molenberg bread, butter, Marmite, chips. And I was thinking about primary school lunches, because my school that I went to on Mondays was like roll day. The rest of the week was straight meat pies, pretty much.
Amazing.
You could get a fruit pie, which was kind of a jelly with fruit salad in it, and then like a ring of mock cream. Like, truly awful.
I mean, I was going to say that kind of sounds amazing, but
yeah, that sounds good.
Kind of.
In the same way when we talked about the bakeries, it was like, you know, the sort of like more basic, the better, but yeah, maybe not.
Exactly. But on Mondays was roll day, so you could get a salad roll or a Marmite and chip roll or a peanut butter and chip roll.
What?
Which is so wild now, I think, for the early 90s.
I don't know if I like that one.
Kind of love the idea of someone in that canteen being like, this is a very normal sandwich combination.
Yes.
We are going to put it on the menu, peanut butter and chip or Marmite and chip. No other options.
Exactly. I know. And so I was thinking, like, what did... you know, the kids after, like, through the 90s and into the sort of 2000s, what were the school lunches? Was it all just meat pies? Because that's pretty much what it felt like.
Oh, I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear about
through
that.
Through my high school experience.
5395, what was in your school canteen? I definitely remember at primary school, it was a special day on Fridays, because you, like, once a month, we didn't really have a canteen, but you could bring in a slip from home, and it was like, you either got a sausage sizzle sausage and a cookie time cookie, or like a you know, Mrs. Mac mince and cheese pie and
amazing.
A lamington or something, and that was it.
So
there weren't a lot of options, but it was literally the most exciting time of the month if you were allowed to get the little treat lunch.
See, we had chicken tenders on Wednesday, and I have no idea if it was chicken or not, but God, did I love it.
Yum.
Yeah. Hot lunch at primary school, like, it feels so extravagant.
It really does. At my high school, we had loads of tray bakes. That was the thing that you could get from the tuck shop. And we had a real mean, like, mint choc slice, which I still, if I ever see something that looks like it in a bakery, I will get that, because it was a banger, that one.
Yum. Yeah, at intermediate, they actually put, I think, the equivalent of cookie time cookies in the pie warmer, so you could get a hot cookie and all the chocolate was melted.
Which, genius.
Again, genius from the canteen staff.
We had a similar thing at our school, but the problem was there were like microwaves in the canteen, and there were like massive laminated posters being like, do not put your cookie time cookie in the plastic in the microwave, because literally once a term all the fire alarms would go off because someone had like blown up the microwave with a cookie time cookie.
Do what you gotta do. You just need some melted chocolate.
We've got definitely some fans of the Marmite and chip sandwiches coming through on the text machine here, Delaney. A lot of people
love to hear it.
A lot of people loving that. Someone said they had them every day and loved them.
Wow.
Also the pies, chips and cream buns. No wonder we were so stunted at school, this person says. Tired.
You just need a nap afterwards, wouldn't you, really?
The double pie situation seems to be a big vibe from people who were at school in the 80s and the 90s. Meat pies and apple pies. Just that's it. All the pies. You don't need anything
else. Savory and sweet.
That covers all your food groups. You're pretty much sorted there.
All your colours.
Oh, good.
Beige.
Triple choc cookie time in the warmer for the win is very much the vibe here as well. Someone said that they didn't like pies, so they would get two cream donuts. I love you got your savory donut and your sweet donut. And someone said that they had a Friday lunch order in primary school where there was a station wagon from the local Coatesville Dairy would pull up with milk trays full of brown bags. It was so exciting. Pies, chips and drinks usually. That would feel like Santa in his sleigh rocking up, I reckon.
Yeah, actually.
The most exciting thing.
Would be. I love it.
Speaking of nostalgia food and I guess like comfort food, lazy food for this time of the year, what have you been cooking at home, Delaney?
I admit to being a very lazy cook sometimes. It's just because I hate dishes. And that's pretty much it. So, and there's also been a lot of, I've seen a lot of stuff online at the moment about food waste too, so eliminating food waste. So just trying to sort of really cook through, you know, what's in your fridge. I saw a really good tip. It's so simple, but it said shop your fridge first. Because I think we sort of got into a habit, lots of people have gone into a habit of thinking, what do I want for dinner? I'll go and buy the ingredients.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, instead of thinking like, what do I have? What can I make with it kind of thing? Which is, you know, pretty simple. Because we do just throw away astronomical amounts of food. And with like the cost of living crisis and, you know, the cost of everything, that just seems, you know, crazy. So last night I did, I love Nigella. I've been a huge fan for a long time.
Speaking of the microwave.
Yeah, exactly. She posted on Instagram her one pot chicken, which is, she uses a whole chicken and, you know, puts it in a pot and adds some, garlic and leek, and I actually had some leeks from the market.
Yum.
But I used chicken frames, which was in my freezer, which doesn't have a huge amount of meat, but still, because it's cooked for an hour and a half, you know, it still gives you all that flavour and goodness. So you do that, add the garlic, and then you add two lemons, like the zest and juice of two lemons. And her recipe calls for carrots, but I had half a sort of squash pumpkin thing from our veggie box, so I did that instead. You add water, and then there's a few other things. Her recipe's on her Instagram and website, one pot chicken with orzo. So then you cook it for an hour and a bit, and then at the end you add orzo, which is like a, you know, rice shaped kind of pasta, but any kind of small pasta would work. And then that cooks in all the juice from the chicken and the veg and the lemon and the garlic. It's just this delicious one pot, super simple, really comforting and delicious dinner.
That honestly sounds fantastic, I have to say.
Yeah.
I also trust Nigella with my food life as well. I'm like,
exactly.
If she says it's good, it will be, you know?
Yes. And like, she does a whole chicken, but I think you could do chicken pieces. Like, drumsticks are often quite cheap. They'd do the same thing because the bones, you know, they'd give you all that flavour. And her recipe called for dried tarragon, but I had some fresh sage in our veggie box too, so I just used that instead. So just kind of, you know, having the confidence to sub some things out if you don't have exactly everything. But the same, I guess the main idea is that you've got chicken, garlic, lemon, and that, and then the water, and that kind of, you know, is the basis for it.
I heard a flatmate once, Delaney, and I wonder if you could answer this question maybe better than I could at the time, who was like, how do you know what herbs to put in it? Like, you know, if you're trying to substitute, how do you know what's going to be weird or what's going to be good for the
it's
vibes
really
you're
hard.
Going for? Do you have any suggestions for how to, like, know what might work?
I sort of think loosely in terms of cuisine sometimes. So, like, I guess Greek food, for example, has lots of sort of mint and parsley and dill. It is really hard. It is, I think, a lot of trial and error. Like, is this going to taste good? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also feel like the sniff test is a vibe. You know, if it kind of smells like it'll taste good with that
And
thing.
I think some herbs you can actually cook, and some are obviously much better just as a garnish afterwards.
Mm.
So, like sage, for example, is something that generally goes into recipes, or you could fry, you know, in butter and actually cook that flavour out. But parsley and basil sometimes are better, you know, chopped up finely and sprinkled on top afterwards. But it is a lot of trial and error. Ottolenghi gets pretty wild with his herb combos.
He says things I've never even heard of.
I know.
I read that and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm obsessed with any posh supermarket that's got like the Ottolenghi aisle. It's such a, imagine being so powerful that you could make all the supermarkets around the world have a special aisle so everyone can get pomegranate molasses, you know?
What? Dried limes and like, Israeli tahini, etc.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, That Nigella recipe sounds like a very good time and something for people to maybe go check out if they are on that one pot wonder situation at the moment. We've got a few more texts before we go, Delaney, about people's school lunches, and some of them are pretty iconic, I have to say. There was apparently an orange drink called Cool Change that was a big deal at this person's school, and I got very confused reading that because I was thinking of Cool Charm, which was the like
body spray deodorant
thing. I was like, oh god,
it's
I don't know
just
if I
about
could.
Drinking that in intermediate, really.
Yeah, pretty much swimming in it for sure. And someone has texted in saying that in the late 70s, early 80s at Elm Park Primary Pakuranga, shout outs, they used to get an American hot dog as a lunch order. And it was amazing. Whoa. That sounds great.
That's really ahead of its time, I feel.
Hard
out. That would have been amazing back then.
Cultural cuisine.
How good.
Cultural cuisine and Pakuranga. Thank you so much, Delaney, for bringing us school lunches and some easy dinner options for us this morning. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. Thanks so much. See ya.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.